from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, John. It's Jonesy. Wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. 50's a great number, buddy. You're gaining on me. Keep up the great work. See you, pal.
Jonesy,
how about that?
We got to get him back in studio,
this is,
man.
So flattering.
He's the best.
He's great. He really is.
He sure is.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jonesy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And keep up the great work.
Or, you know, get the Flyers to win something.
Do better work is what you're saying. Yeah.
No, for year one, it wasn't bad.
No, he did good.
He did good for year one.
We should be proud of.
Now I got to tell you, the heat is on now. Year two. So yeah. Here's the deal.
Got the Russian kid now.
The Russian. This guy, let me tell you something about the Russian.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on Mishko.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you two things about the Russian.
Yes, what are you going to tell me about the Russian?
Number one.
I like that you just call him the Russian.
Yeah, the Russian.
Yes. Not Mishko.
Whatever his name is. All right. Number one, this guy better be unbelievable.
Yes.
Okay? Because everyone's talking about
it. Or there's going to be the camera held to
there
pay,
will
right?
be. There will be. And number two. And what would Ed Snyder think about the Flyers going to the Russian to turn around the franchise?
I like this angle.
I shall remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it was Ed Snyder that told the Soviets, you don't play, you don't get paid. Take that, you freaking commies.
I will remind you, they haven't won a cup in like 50 years.
That's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. For those that are young and perhaps the most unique Philadelphia sports game of all time, the Flyers versus the Soviet Red Army team in the mid-1970s, and the Flyers were the only squad in the NHL that defeated the great Red Army team from the Soviet Union. That was quite a day before I was born. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Mark in Downtown. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to lead off with a happy birthday.
Thanks, Mark.
As far as the AARP stuff goes, I'll be 49 this Sunday, and I've been getting AARP paraphernalia in the mail for like a year.
Wow.
They've been scouting you out, Mark.
Now I'll be getting it on my phone since you talked about it on the radio.
You're right about that, pal.
That's
you are right about that.
If you Google, you'll see how many awesome musicians were born, like you and I, in September. There's a ton of them. But
cool.
I digress.
That is cool. I'm proud of the Beyonce thing. Like, she's so talented.
Mark, I could not believe earlier today when I saw that Beyonce is only 42. I feel like she has been around
since she was like 19.
For
a long
time.
We booed her like 20-something years ago in Philadelphia.
23 years ago, we booed her during game three or four of the NBA Finals. At four. Because we were in a bad mood because the team was down at halftime. Yeah. Three was close. Four was getting bad.
It was a dumb idea to have her wear a Lakers jersey.
It was a horrible
idea.
As soon as
she walked out, I was there. I went, uh-oh.
Was she in the full Lakers or was she the one with the split? Because one was...
She was full, I believe.
I think the other one was split and then the Sixers girl. Yeah.
Okay, that was a disaster.
It was a horrendous dumb idea.
God. But anyway, she's been around a long time. All right, Mark, what do you got on the Phils?
I'm so mad at myself. I was so disgusted when Taiwan started.
You turned it off. You turned it off, didn't you?
I turned it off.
What percentage of Phillies fans do you think did that last night? Like 10-15%? You did
higher.
Way more.
Oh, definitely.
I think
over 50%.
Wow.
James, the game was... They got a reach.
It wasn't.
It was the first inning.
James, I told my friend.
Well, he said Taiwan. Yeah. Taiwan was later.
Yeah, he
in the
was
game,
Taiwan. Man. But when I was on the phone, I said, it's 6-1. I'm done. And then, like, I was peeking at my phone. I just kept peeking.
Mark, we give you special dispensation. I have Pope powers.
As far as the Eagles go, yeah. I'm tired of hearing about how bad the venue is. What I want to see them do, honestly, is establish the middle of the field when they begin. I'd like to see, you know, leading off with maybe some play action to Barkley, and I'd like to see Goddard utilized a little bit on the onset, and I think that would open up the receiver.
Well, I agree. Look, I'd like to see Goddard catch like an extra 20 passes this year. You know,
he's got to stay healthy.
He's got to stay healthy. I think he maybe has to be a better route runner, maybe. And I feel certain that
he's going to be outstanding.
And I feel certain
he's the fourth option.
He's uncoverable.
No, I don't see fourth option. And
that's
Hurts,
what I'm saying.
He
might,
yeah, and Hurts and Kellen Moore got to work the middle of the field, which Hurts and Sirianni last year did not. Mark, give me a great answer, an old person character.
Burgess Meredith as Grandpa Gustafson in Grumpy Old Men.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, he's good in that.
I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah.
So what is he, the third guy?
Yeah, he's like the third guy.
So why wouldn't you go with one of the first two guys?
Yeah, the first two guys were better.
Burgess Meredith, I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time, but the way I remember was Burgess Meredith was the best part of that movie.
Really,
I haven't
really
seen it a long time, though. It's been a really long time.
I really enjoy those Grumpy Old Men. Hey,
they're fun.
But I found out online, Joe.
What?
Apparently, I scored the first touchdown at Lincoln Financial Field.
Preseason?
Wow.
Preseason or regular season?
Regular season.
You didn't know this?
Nope.
What?
I did not know.
They didn't tell you?
No. I mean, now I see on Eagles Fan Central.
So Bucks game and Patriots game started the season. Bucks game, was that the one that shut out and Patriots game the blowout? 0-3 starts with the shellacking of the Bucks and then the shellacking of the Patriots. One of them was a shutout. One of them, I think you got scored like 10 points, which means I guess you had the touchdown.
Well, no, it was against the...
preseason
Washington
then.
Team. That's... No, this is during the regular season. This is against Washington. And it must have been the third game.
Well, third game was against Buffalo, maybe the third home game. Because third game was when Donovan had that run up the middle against Buffalo on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 0-3, right?
0-3. Yeah. We'll get to it. I remember Carell had an incredible run against Dallas like week 5 or 6. And then week 6, and that was when I'm showing off, week 5. And then 6 was B West punt return. So I just got I went in a hammer mode there.
Well, Hugh Staley scored the first touchdown.
All right, so someone's wrong on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's shock.
All right.
Yeah, I just looked at it. So the first game, you guys didn't score any touchdowns, and in game 2 at home, you lost 31-10, and Hugh Staley scored the touchdown.
Did the hammer nail this or what?
17-0 was the first game at the link. The second game at the link was a 31-10 loss to the Patriots. Hugh Staley scored the touchdown in that game.
Hmm.
Okay. So.
Oh, maybe
Washington
first receiving
was the
touchdown?
Probably that's maybe. Possible because Washington was the next home game after that. It was away at the Bills. Then Washington was the next one.
First ever receiving touchdown.
Good for you.
Here, I'll confirm it for you. Hold on, one sec.
No. It was
John
all of
Ritchie,
4 yards.
You're correct though. John Ritchie, the first receiving touchdown. At Lincoln Financial Field.
John, does that make you feel like an attaboy by yourself on your birthday? I mean, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
thing.
No, I really do feel like that's pretty. Incredible. I had no idea.
What are the odds, too?
For posterity's purposes, I can tell people
that's great.
Down the line.
I like it.
And, John, right off an interception.
Okay.
So, you know, you made him pay for it.
How about that? All right. Let's get to Dombrowski. So, Phillies obviously won last night. It was a wild game. I want to go back prior to the game. Phillies had obviously already been playing, you know, pretty good baseball over about the last 2 weeks. Dombrowski was on the pregame show yesterday. I believe this is with Scott Fransky. Interesting answer. I thought a good answer on his mindset about a month ago in the regular season. Here's Dombrowski prior to last night's game.
What have you noticed over the last 2 or 3 weeks from these guys as they do break out of that slump?
Well, I think, like you said, overall, we're just playing better as a team overall. Part of it starts with the starting pitching. Our starting pitching has been very good, and I think our bullpen is now pretty much, it went into a little bit of a slump, and yet they're still very talented, and I think now that they've sort of sorted it out, they're all throwing great. From the right-hand side, those three guys with Kirk Ring, Hoffman, and Estevez are just phenomenal at this point. Ruiz has done a good job, too. So they've been outstanding, and the guys from the left-hand side, too. And I still don't think we're running in full as far as offense is concerned. There's a lot of ups and downs still. But because we have a lot of good offensive players, we've been able to score enough runs. I know we're going to bust loose at some point. It's just going to happen. It just does when you got this many guys that can hit. But I think overall, when you look at the pitching, we've scored some runs at times, got some clutch hitting, and the bullpen being good has really made the difference. We just started to play better overall.
Yeah, it's Dombrowski last night with Greg Murphy. Now, so the one thing that they haven't done, and he kind of glossed over it, the left-handed reliever, Sean. And we're really talking about two guys, Strom and Alvarado. you know, like Strom, you know, again last night, not great. Of course, he got in that game Sunday night, and that was when, you know, bases loaded, he gets out of it. But he hasn't been great, and Alvarado, clearly, they got to get him on track. All right, hold on for 1 second, John, if you may, please. James, what do you got?
Yeah, we got unexpected injury news for the Eagles. The Wednesday injury report came out. Devin White apparently has an ankle injury. He is out for the game on Friday. Devin White will not play on Friday night, did not practice today, and is listed as out for the game. So apparently, I guess, a worse ankle injury than we thought.
Well, he must have gotten hurt in practice, and then...
Is that N'Kobe, or is that Trot?
Probably N'Kobe, won't you think?
I think it is N'Kobe.
Yeah.
I think. But I...
No, I don't know either.
I don't know. It makes more sense, N'Kobe, with more experience in the defense.
Yeah.
That he would be the guy.
Yeah, so he's not even going to travel to Brazil, according to Jeff McClain. Devin White will not travel with the team.
So I wonder if that means the green dot moves to Zach Bond, or if that means N'Kobe Dean takes over. It could be a huge opportunity for N'Kobe Dean to make good on what was an incredible training camp for him.
Yep.
And, I mean, a really close competition.
Yep.
With Devin White.
No, you're right.
Wow.
James, you remember what happened the last time an Eagles inside linebacker, used to be called middle linebacker in a 4-3, missed the first game? Ray, right?
4 o'clock. The guy who works in the afternoons?
The guy that works in the afternoon.
Oh, you're talking about the fight to start the game. Yes.
Yes. When Trot was out of the game because Ike...
It was Ike's fault.
It was Ike Reese. What are you doing?
It was definitely Ike's fault. It was all Ike's fault.
Bad guy.
How about this, guys?
Yeah, not a character
how
guy.
About
that's
the how about the 04 Eagles being 20 years ago? John,
that's
talk about
crazy.
Talk about getting older, man.
Yeah,
20 years ago for that.
I mean, I get it.
That is brutal.
John's like, yeah, man, I got it.
Well, I was trying to be there on that team. I was rehabbing my knee, coming back, realizing, wow, at 30, things don't bounce back quite the way that they did as a younger man.
Yep. All right, well, that's a shame about Devin White. We'll see how long he's out, but Devin White not going to play week one. Let's go to, and week one is in two days.
Isaiah Rodgers was limited with a hand injury. Isaiah Rodgers, remember, is our third cornerback. Isaiah Rodgers is the starting outside cornerback when we go nickel.
That's right.
So that's something we got to keep an eye on.
So who would that become? It's not Bradbury. It can't possibly be Cooper DeJean. If Rodgers had an issue.
Keely Ringo.
Yeah, that's right. Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning, buddy.
What's up? Yo, happy Foreign Day, John. I'm a Virgo, too, but today's your day, though. So
thanks, Derek.
What you doing? You ain't got no big plans for your 50th?
No, not really. Getting together, just small thing with family. Later
only
today.
You happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I'm kind of bummed about hearing about Devin White not playing.
Yeah, it's a bummer. No question.
It's a shocker.
Especially what we had left on the table. Oof.
Well, you know, fortunate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lee, we've got a couple other inside linebackers we can feel solid about, and they made a real name for themselves in camp this year. They deserve this opportunity. In both Trot and N'Kobe. I don't even know if Trot knows that Mike spot, but he is an inside linebacker. N'Kobe Dean is going to be making plays out there.
I will say this. Obviously, both were really impressive in training, and particularly in the preseason games, but this is now a regular season game. You know, this is now your, like, real starters on the other side. We'll see. and and offensive coordinator scheming things up to try to create confusion. Like, we'll say.
And defensive coordinator scheming things up to try to create confusion. And inside linebackers with Vic Fangio scheming things up, who are actually going to be penetrating, trying to get, you know,
that's right,
wreak havoc in the backfield. We're going to be run blitzing. We're going to be pass blitzing. It's going to be really awesome.
All right, Derek, what do you got, man? Go ahead.
So real quick, when I listen to the shows probably like 6 years straight since I've been driving trucks, right? Your Eagle fan stuff, it's like it's getting worse by the year. It's like you don't have no belief in the Eagles, man. It used to be diehard. So it's like John used to be a little bummed about Howie and stuff like that. But
I
just feel like, man, with the Eagles, you'd be like, you don't give them no credit, man.
I give them a ton of credit, Derek. You may think I'm too down on them. Look, I'm probably going to settle in here at 11 wins. I'll make that determination in the next day or so. If you think that's down on them and dogging on them, you're entitled to your opinion of that. I mean, I am just as much of a fan as I've always been, but like I've always been, I tell you what I think. I mean, Derek, let me ask you a question. When the Sixers fielded a team where the organization was trying to lose, did you think it was inappropriate for a fan to think they were more likely to lose than win?
Well, they was paying the players.
Okay, just want to make sure.
The Eagles are a good team, man. I feel like a lot of people call in.
Did you pick the Eagles or the Bucks to win the playoff game last year?
I'm never going to bet against the Eagles.
Yeah, that's why people would like to bet against you. You'd be a good person. You'd be a good person to bet against.
Well, listen though, sometimes you
got to
be realistic. Too,
sometimes you have to be realistic. No, I agree with that.
Wrong word, Derek. Yeah. Wrong word. All right, Derek, we still love you. Give me an old person character in honor of Mr. Richie here.
I'm gonna go with Fred Sanford.
It's great. Has already been said. Give me someone else.
I don't got no.
All right, man. I think right now we got Mickey, Fred Sanford, and Scrooge.
Yeah, I think those are the three right
Scrooge
now.
Scrooge is a surprisingly good answer.
Scrooge is a great answer. I mean, how many different Scrooges have there been over the years?
I'll say this. I find it hard to believe Scrooge will lose. Now we got
Scrooge is just so old. We got 44 minutes.
No, there are a couple out there, still that I think are pretty haymaker.
What's the guy?
I know someone texted me an answer that was really
clever.
What's
the guy in the Potter's thing? The old dude.
Albus Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
I can think of some really good.
Professor Dumbledore would have been a really good answer.
Yeah, too bad.
That's a really good
one.
That's
too bad.
Right. What about like big scheme, like grand scheme of things? Like
what does that mean?
Old man winter type stuff.
Like old man in the sea or something like that.
Wow. That would be huge. Well,
thanks for taking it there.
Wow. Old person character.
On your 50th birthday.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Tom, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Tom.
Happy birthday, John.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I've got a couple. I've got a statement and a couple questions, Eagles and Phillies. Okay, so now the one thing, John, when you turn 50, you start getting those AARP mailings.
I've heard, yeah.
Well, now that I'm in my 60s, I get mailings for estate planning and funeral homes.
Wow.
That is bold, man.
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know who's in charge of that marketing, but they
billion-dollar business.
Yeah, they figure it out somehow.
Okay, Philly's question. Now, these aren't statements or comments. These are questions. Kyle Schwarber, is that his second, third home run, home run game this season?
It is.
Now, I didn't look this up, but I wonder what the record is post-steroid era for most three home run games in a season.
Well, I have no idea. I mean, that'll take Mr. Elias or Mr. Internet to figure out.
I think he's the only Philly in the modern era to have a pair of three-run home runs in a season.
Well, so Sammy Sosa, obviously steroid era, did it.
You think?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the list here. So Sosa is actually the only person to do it three times in a season. Schwarber is on a list with a bunch of other people. McGuire's not. Maybe he's not on the list. McGuire's not on the list.
I had Sosa in fantasy baseball for one of those games.
So you want to hear something wild, though? Mookie Betts has done it two separate seasons. Mookie Betts has had 2 three-homer games
and
twice.
And the Red Sox got rid of
him. With the Sox. How about that?
Well, you know what's one of the craziest facts in baseball? James, you can look it up, but I think it's 24. Didn't Lou Gehrig have 24 grand slams?
23 or 24. Grand somewhere slams. In that range, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Especially because he didn't play like right? that long comparatively as well because he had to stop.
It's nuts.
Yankees lost to a rookie from Texas on a grand slam last night.
He played for a pretty good amount of time.
Like, I know it's truncated.
No, it's not that short. It just got ended early is my point. He could have gone longer, but it was he played for a while.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Tom, what is your second question? I'm sorry, we went off on a hell of a tangent there.
All right, this is an Eagles question. And, John, you're probably most equipped to answer this. When you became a pro, you become more like a game week routine and you know, prep ways for the game week. Now, Ross made a big comment or kind of stressed the fact that how young Green Bay is. So with that youth probably comes inexperience of, you know, game time. Yeah, I know they're all pros, but, you know, they don't have the experience that, say, a veteran team does. Now, there's a lot of distractions that go on with this game, the travel plans. This is probably the longest any teams have ever traveled to play a football game. Okay, so mm-hmm. Now is there any advantage to either team, the more veteran team or younger team, to handle these distractions and break of game prep routines?
What do you make of that, John?
Well, I guess you can look at it a couple ways. You know, the older team that's more experienced, do they have guys who think they know more than those who are asking them to, you know, obey curfew and do that stuff? I think that we have guys who are stand-up character guys. So they are, and what we've heard is they plan to get to that hotel and stay hunkered down.
Tom, I don't think there's going to be a Eugene Robinson down there.
Brazil, yeah, based on what we know, that these guys are going to be going out and lighting up the town just because it's a unique set of circumstances here. But, yeah, it can go either way. You got vet. I've been on teams where I've had some vets go out and about, you know, especially in some of the more exciting towns. I remember Miami being one of them in particular that – seemed like guys really liked having dinner out and about when we would get to Miami. I wasn't one of those guys, though.
Joel Embiid might be, though.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, Tom, give me a great answer, an old person character.
Livia Soprano.
It's a great answer, dude.
Wow.
So I really found her annoying.
I know, but she's amazing. She's supposed to be annoying. The character is supposed to be horrible. Yeah. Like, she tries to kill her son. Like,
I know.
I think that's a great answer.
It's a pretty good answer. I'm not as into it. All right, speaking of answers, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, just for what it's worth, this is just me. I enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. I think Uncle June was a better character. But
Uncle June's a lot more likable as
a
character.
I know.
Think like that might be the best. Like other than Tony, it might be the best performance on the show. Like she's amazing, Nancy Marshall.
Where do you get the audacity?
Out of the affront. Here we go.
The affrontery.
Where did he get the affrontery?
The affrontery. All right. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. All new Chevrolet Traverse. It has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right. Poll question as it relates to Jalen Hurts in the coming season, as it relates to past seasons. Should the Eagles run Jalen Hurts a lot like they did early in his career, yes or no? Now, we saw Donovan start running less. Vic never really ran less. Jalen, last year, they tried to run him less, and he did run less. John, the question isn't will they. The question is, should they run Hurts actually a lot like they did early in his career, yes or no?
Yes is going to win by 62%.
People are
split.
Very split.
Wow.
51% say no, 49% say yes.
Wow. Almost a 50-50.
You know, I got to tell you, of all the storylines we as a show and perhaps as a station have covered in the last 6 and it feels like 77 months since they last played a game, we might have shortchanged this storyline the most. This is a big topic, guys. This is the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, or not, depending on how you look at him. And, you know, someone who almost won the Super Bowl 2 years ago came really close, and how to strategize his future. Rhea, what are they going to do? Not what you think they should do. What are they going to do?
I think Kellen Moore, unlike what happened last year, is going to use every asset at his disposal.
So use them more.
Yeah.
James, let me ask you this one. Is it tush push or push tush? Which is it? I would say
tush push. Okay. Push.
The tush push. So it's reverse alphabetical.
Correct.
T before P. It's like toilet paper. Right.
Yeah.
The tush push. Do you think they
Why
should...
Why would it be push tush?
Because you also push the tush.
Yeah.
Goddard pushes the tush of Hertz.
It works it's, both ways.
It doesn't.
No, Goddard literally pushes Hertz's tush.
Push, push. But we don't speak like that.
Well, I
like
do. I said it wrong all speaker. Year last year.
Yeah, right. Joe doesn't speak
all
like
that. James.
Always. You know that.
Now, there's two different elements to this. Or three, actually. There's no Kelsey. There's, is Jalen get a little banged up on those plays or not? And then there's Saquon Barkley now. Should they run the tush push less? Will they run the tush push less?
No, they shouldn't run it. It's the most effective play in that situation we've ever seen. Like, run the play
run
for
the
sure.
Tush push
if it's legal,
Saquon.
Run it. Yeah, or
even
like,
when they're trying to rip his face mask,
you can mix it up a little bit with Saquon. Maybe do
make
you know we've
Saquon
seen him do the pitch
take
off
the
it
snap. Why wouldn't you let
that's
him
an interesting
take
thought too. But either way, I don't think you get
perfect
rid of the tush push. It's too yeah. It's too good. A
he's
well,
got
I'm not saying
even
get rid
stronger
of him,
legs
you
than
reduce
Jalen.
It.
Why just, wouldn't you?
Every,
let
I would use it every single time. I would use it in third and two. I'd go twice. Like I don't care.
Well,
like,
I will say this: the longer that year went on last year, the more I thought guys were taking cheap shots on Jalen. I mean, there was one game, and I forget which one. It
yeah,
was,
where they
the dude
the
completely
mat, yeah.
tried to rip
his helmet off.
His head sideways.
That was bad.
And they didn't call anything.
They didn't call anything. Yeah. And those, you know, those defenders are really frustrated.
Yeah.
And so it did. I mean, come on, let's be real. It did get increasingly
chippy,
illegal.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.